This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A newly approved state budget for the next fiscal year includes around $20 billion in discretionary spending, as well as a 15% reserve fund. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Lawmakers are celebrating this year's budget bill in particular for closing a persistent education spending gap that has lingered since the Great Recession. Colorado is finally funding K-12 schools as much as the state constitution requires. However, education advocates note that the funding doesn't replace the billions of dollars schools missed out on over the last 15 years. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's oil and gas wars are over again. CPR Sam Brash has more on a new agreement between environmental groups and the drilling industry.
Governor Jared Polis announced the agreement during a press conference on Monday. After tough conversations, he says both sides found a compromise
and a way forward that people agree will leave our state in a stronger place, a better place, with cleaner air, less carbon emissions, and better air quality.
To make the deal work, Democratic lawmakers scrapped bills to clean up air pollution related to oil and gas drilling, and the industry dropped a bevy of proposed ballot measures, including one to protect gas stoves. Instead, the legislature will try to set up a new fee on oil and gas production. 80% of the funding will go towards transit projects. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A slowdown tonight through the Eisenhower Tunnel on Interstate 70. Westbound lanes will be closed for routine maintenance. East and westbound traffic will alternate through the eastbound side between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. This is CPR News.